You're listening to a Juno Afternoon here on Tuesday, September 4th, 2018. It's about 12 minutes till the top of the hour. My guests now are Adrian Schwartz, Wayne Stevens, and Amy Skilbred. And we're here to talk about the Juno School District's Universal Breakfast Program. Welcome to the show, all three of you. Nice to have you here.
Great to be here.
So, Adrian, you are the Juno School District Food Service Program Supervisor. Shall we start with you for a description of what the Universal Breakfast Program is?
That sounds great. The Universal Breakfast Program started in partnership with the United Way and Juno Community Foundation 3 years ago. This is our third year, so 2 years ago, going on the third year. And what it is the Juno School District provides breakfast free of charge to any student in all of our elementary schools, the middle schools, the charter school and Montessori Borealis, free of charge every day if they're interested in participating in the program.
Wait, so one more time, free breakfast.
Yes, that is correct.
For any student ages, what were the ages again?
Well, it is in all of our elementary schools, Montessori Borealis School, the Juno Community Charter School, Zontikihini Middle School, Floyd Dryden Middle School, and Yakusk Alternative High School.
Wow, that's a lot of free breakfasts.
It is a lot of free breakfasts.
How did the United Way come in, Wayne?
United Way has been involved. Health, education, income stability are three pillars of service, and the Universal Breakfast Program fits right in that. A lot of conversation in this community about discipline issues, kids coming to school, not getting fed. There's a ancillary program on weekends with volunteers providing weekend backpacks. And the opportunity to help support the Universal Breakfast was huge. There's been a lot of conversation about ACEs and reading scores and any number of issues, but if you're focused on the clock going tick, tock until it's time to eat, it's hard to stay focused on reading, writing, and arithmetic.
Right. I hear you. Amy Skilbred of the Juno Community Foundation, what's your relationship to this project?
Yeah, well, about 3 years ago, a little bit more than that, I was talking with Wayne, and we'd been talking about food and food resources in the school, and Wayne had been working on it for several years with other folks in the community, several churches and others who were at that point doing breakfast programs that were very different at all the different schools. Some were for all the kids, some for just some. And so we reached out to Adrienne and said, how much would it cost for the school district if we had a universal breakfast program? And they came back with a figure of about $18,000 at that program at that point for just the elementary schools. And Wayne and I looked at each other and said, I think we can do that. So the Community Foundation at that point contributed $13,000 and $5,000 from United Way. We have a Hope Endowment Fund that we're able to use to assist with that, and other people who donated to the Hope Fund. So that was our first coming in, and it's been great. Yeah,
Adrienne, what are a few of the favorite breakfasts?
This is perfect question.
The
free one. But there are a lot of favorites. Our breakfast menu is actually very fun. We offer a lot of variety. We have breakfast burritos, breakfast pizza, biscuits and gravy, scrambled eggs. I brought a menu with me just so I wouldn't forget any of the favorites. There's egg and cheese wraps. We have parfaits, yogurt parfaits, and they have typically some yogurt and blueberries and some granola. And then there's always some fruit options and a choice of two different types of milk.
What time does school start at elementary here in Juno, give or take?
Okay, so elementary, school starts at 8. The breakfast program opens up at 7:30.
Got it. So they have that half hour before school to come in and eat.
Yes.
All right. And this is year three. How many years now?
This is the third year.
All right. Yeah. And is it feeling sustainable, like something we can keep going on? Do we need to pitch in as a community? How's it looking?
It is looking good. It is a partnership, definitely, between the Juno School District and outside organizations and donations. We would not be able to sustain the program without the help of all of the organizations that have donated, and we'd like to thank them. The United Way, Juneau Community Foundation, ANB and ANS have donated, local churches, Avista Foundation, the Cindy Gagin.
The Gagin Foundation.
Yep, yeah. Foundation, and thank you. And there, I'm sorry if I'm forgetting anybody. So it continues to expand. What we see happening is it's so popular that even this year, our breakfast participation each day, we're serving over 800 breakfasts a day. And our last year, we were about 700. So we're already seeing an increase. And then, of course, with that, there's a little bit of an increase in the cost.
Right. And we were just talking about that right before and saying that the cost keeps going up a little bit and the increase in the number of children who are getting breakfast. And it's great to see all kids coming because it makes it more of a community and communal thing at the school rather than only certain kids get breakfast. And so we were talking about, you know, whether we'll be reaching out to the community, you know, sometime soon to see if there's some ways to get support for some of the additional costs that we are experiencing. So,
and probably just another incentive for a kid to get out the door in the morning. Like, your breakfast is at school. Let's go. They're like, okay.
Yeah, and with a friend.
Exactly.
We were making the check presentation last year, mid-September, and the principal was noting the reduction in the level of discipline issues first thing in the morning because the kids are getting there early. They get breakfast. They go play in the gym for a little bit, shoot some hoops, run to the library and do some studying, and the day starts calmer, and the calm lasts longer, fewer discipline problems. I mean, I know how cranky I get when I don't eat.
Right.
Yeah, and it's great because the school district and each principal is really trying to work out and try make sure that kids who come get a chance to eat and, you know, make it available to them. Because if your choice is, oh, go play with your friends or sit and eat, you just want to make sure that there's enough time to do a little bit of both. So,
what are the challenges for you, Adrienne, and your colleagues? 800 breakfasts, those are a lot to provide.
That's a lot of breakfast. So the Juneau School District, we work with a food service contract company. This year we are working with Nana Management Services. And they're doing an amazing job. So basically, we have our Nana general manager. Her name is Joni Clark. She's amazing at planning our menus. We work together to make sure we're offering a variety of foods. And they just do an exceptional job in terms of ordering, planning, delivery, making sure that students have what they need each day.
If people want to get involved or to support this, who would be the best person to contact?
They could reach out to Wayne or I think would be easiest just to keep some of the administrative part out of the Juneau School District unless Adrienne speaks up and says, no, contact me.
We'll leave the cooking to Adrienne and we'll take care of the rest.
Exactly.
People can always call me, but I think that sounds great because in terms of operations, I love to get phone calls of how we can improve our service. But if you are interested in making a donation, I would say contacting Amy or Wayne would make the most sense. Yeah.
And that's Amy Skilbred of the Juneau Community Foundation or Wayne Stevens of the of United Way of Southeast. We're also speaking with Adrienne Schwartz, Food Service Program Supervisor for the Juneau School District. All of this was about the Universal Breakfast Program, which is serving up to 800 breakfasts for kids and young people here in town.
Right.
Yeah. Go ahead.
One last little piece is, I think it was last year, the three of us got together and said, hey, let's look at what it would take to cover the costs for the reduced fee breakfast for – it's free and reduced lunch and breakfast for the high schools, both Thunder Mountain High School and Juneau Douglas High School. And it turned out that for $5,000, all of the reduced fee kids could have a free breakfast, free lunch. And so we all just said, let's do that.
Yes, so, we are doing that at those two high schools. And it's we've seen very good participation.
Yeah, and the important thing there, I think, is that people have to sign up for the free or reduced lunch and be eligible for it. And then they can just go through the line like everybody else and get their cash card charged and not really think about it at all.
Yep, that is correct.
All right, Amy, Wayne, and Adrienne, thank you so much for coming on the show today.
Yep. Thank you.
Thank you.